you have kindly given me about these most confidential spiritual subjects, my illusion has now been dispelled. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This chapter reveals Krishna as the cause of all causes. He is even the cause of the Mahavishnu, from whom the material universes emanate. Krishna is not an incarnation. He is a source of all incarnations. That has been completely explained in the last chapter. Now, as far as Arjuna is concerned, he says that his illusion is over. This means that Arjuna no longer thinks of Krishna as a mere human being, as a friend of his, but as the source of everything. Arjuna is very enlightened and is glad that he has such a great friend as Krishna. But now he is thinking that although he may accept Krishna as a source of everything, others may not. So in order to establish Krishna's divinity for all, he is requesting Krishna in this chapter to show his universal form. Actually, when one sees the universal form of Krishna, one becomes frightened like Arjuna. But Krishna is so kind that after showing it, he converts himself again into his original form. Arjuna agrees to what Krishna has several times said. Krishna is speaking to him just for his benefit. So Arjuna acknowledges that all this is happening to him by Krishna's grace. He is now convinced that Krishna is the cause of all causes and is present in everyone's heart as the Super Soul. Om Ajnantimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter 11, verse number 1, translation. Arjuna said, by my hearing the instructions you have kindly given me about this most confidential spiritual subjects, my illusion has now been dispelled. Hare Krishna. So we are starting this new chapter, chapter 11, Virat Roop, the Universal Form. In the 10th chapter, on Arjuna's request, Krishna has listed his vibhutis, his opulences. Krishna has explained his greatness. And at the end of the chapter, Krishna says that these are very, very few out of my infinite opulences. He says, in fact, this whole universe is based on one very small fragmental spark of myself. So hearing this, Arjuna is enlivened. He is no longer into illusion, because he heard transcendental knowledge from Krishna. Arjuna is free from illusion. Illusion means to accept false thing as true, or to accept true thing as false. that is illusion. If A is not equal to B, and I say A is equal to B, that is illusion. The soul and the body are unequal, different. But if somebody says soul is equal to the body, that is illusion. The living entity is not part of matter, is not part of material world. That's false. But if I say living entity is part of the material world, that is illusion. That which is not. And all the conditioned souls, they are under illusion. Illusion of their own identity. Illusion about who is God. Illusion about the goal of human form of life. Illusion about this whole creation and all the material objects. So we see here that Arjuna's illusion is dispelled. How? By hearing. The process of hearing is so powerful that just by hearing, one's illusion is dispelled. Provided one hears transcendental knowledge from right source with right attitude. A sincere disciple in Krishna consciousness, who is sincere in his hearing, should hear very attentively, very submissively, very respectfully. When we give submissive oral reception to a bona fide speaker of the scriptures, then the knowledge, the instructions, the sound vibration emanating from the lips of a bona fide sadhu, that sound vibration enters our ears. And from our ears, that sound vibration goes into our heart. And in the heart, by that sound vibration, the soul is awakened. The soul is sleeping to its real position. Our real position, our constitutional position, natural position, swarupa, is to serve Krishna. But when we forget this, then we are called in sleeping condition. Because when a person sleeps, he forgets about himself. Who is he? Where is he? What is he supposed to do? He forgets. In the morning, when the person wakes up, then again he realizes that I am so and so. This is the place I reside, and this is the duty and activity I am supposed to perform. In the same way, the soul is sleeping and has forgotten his duties towards Krishna, which is devotional service. So this soul needs to be awakened. And how will the soul awaken? When transcendental sound vibration emanating from the lips of a pure devotee enters the ears of the soul, and from the ears it goes into the heart, and in the heart, when the soul comes in contact with that sound vibration, with the mercy of the Lord, the soul gets awakened. The soul realizes that I am part and parcel servant of Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And my duty is to serve Krishna. This is called self-realization. So the process of hearing is extremely powerful. Bhakti starts by hearing Shravanam. Unless we hear about Krishna, we can't start our bhakti. Even to do kirtan, we need to do Shravanam. Even to do Smaranam, we need to do Shravanam. To do any activity in devotional service, the basis and the foundation is to hear. Is to hear the holy name of Krishna. Is to hear the instructions of Krishna from Bhagavad Gita. Is to hear from Sadhu Srimad Bhagavatam. And is to hear Krishna Katha, various pastimes of Krishna. So when we get an opportunity to hear, we should be very attentive, submissive, and absorb whatever is spoken. So that will go into our heart and enlighten us. Shaunak Rishi, with thousands of sages, was present in Naimisharanaya to perform fire sacrifice, yajna. A fire sacrifice which will last for thousands of years for the welfare of the whole universe. So when the whole fire sacrifice program was going on, Shaunak Rishi, he saw Suta Goswami also has arrived in Naimisharanaya, the holy place. So knowing the elevated position of Suta Goswami, immediately Shaunak Rishi offered him Vyasasan, a raised seat. He offered him obeisances. He welcomed him. He received him nicely. And with his associates, he inquired from him, saying that, "My dear Suta Goswami, you are qualified speaker on the scriptures because your character is perfect, your heart is pure, you are the sincere disciple of your spiritual master, you have learnt the scriptures under the guidance and service of your spiritual master, and you have followed those scriptures, you know Tattva. So because of these qualifications, they accepted Suta Goswami as a speaker in the assembly. So we have to hear, but at the same time we have to choose from whom to hear. If the person who is speaking is bona fide, then only that process of hearing will give complete result. If the speaker is unauthorized or not bona fide or impure, then we will not get complete result. In fact, we may get opposite result. Our offenses may increase, our attachments may increase, and the desire to serve Krishna may not get awakened in our heart. So a sincere soul should be intelligent enough to choose from which source to hear. Just because somebody has advertised Bhagavad Saptah and thousands of people are attending it, doesn't mean it is bona fide to hear. The sadhu who is representing Bhagavatam should be equal to Bhagavatam in his life. He should be following Bhagavatam. Swarup Damodar Goswami, who is secretary of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to often say this to all the visitors and the panditas, the scholars and the poets, that first you learn Bhagavatam from Bhagavatam, then you write on Krishna conscious subject matter. So this means first one should learn book Bhagavatam, Pustak Bhagavatam from Purush Bhagavatam, person Bhagavatam. A person Bhagavatam is that person whose whole life is based on the instructions of Srimad Bhagavatam, whose activities, whose decisions, whose behavior, whose all reactions is based on the instructions of Srimad Bhagavatam. That person is Purush Bhagavatam. And when such a person, we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, then we get enlightened, we get enlivened, we get pure instructions, and when we follow them, we get realization. We realize Krishna on the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Arjuna followed the process of hearing from a bona fide authority, Sri Krishna himself. Sri Krishna spoke to him Divya Gyan, transcendental knowledge, confidential subject matter. The talk between spiritual master and disciple is serious talk. The talk is about Krishna and about devotional service to Krishna, not mundane talk, not politics, not what is happening in current news in this world, or gossip, or criticism, or village talk, or climate talk. No, the talk is serious, which is meant to elevate the disciple to spiritual consciousness. If a sadhu is doing prajalpa, then he is my enemy, because wasting my time. So it is very essential that we follow proper etiquette when we learn Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Krishna, Lord Sri Krishna, he is speaking transcendental knowledge, which Arjuna says is confidential. Why this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita is confidential? Bhagavad Gita is available freely. Anybody can purchase by giving 100 rupees. So then how this is confidential? This is confidential because Bhagavad Gita can be understood only one who has the key of sincerity, submissiveness. One who understands Bhagavad Gita under the guidance of a pure devotee. If we don't take guidance and give our own interpretation to Krishna's message, then we will not understand Bhagavad Gita. There have been so many scholars in the past who have tried to understand and interpret and comment and write their own Bhagavad Gita using Krishna's verses, but they have missed the message. Why? Because they were not under guidance of a pure devotee. Somebody used Bhagavad Gita to say, Swaraj is my birthright and I shall have it. Where does it write in Bhagavad Gita? Somebody used Bhagavad Gita to say, Ahimsa, Paro, Dharma, non-violence. Even that is not there in Bhagavad Gita. Somebody used Bhagavad Gita and said, Tum kya laye the, tum kya leke jaoge. The whole Gita sar, there is no name, Krishna only. The essence of Bhagavad Gita minus Krishna. How that is essence of Bhagavad Gita? The essence of Bhagavad Gita is man mana bhava mad bhakto mad yaji mam namaskuru. He always think of me, become my devotee, worship me and surrender unto me. Offer me obeisance, sarva dharman parityaje. This is the essence of Bhagavad Gita. But this modern pandita is not a good word. Modern scholar is also not a good word. Modern rascals, modern foolish, unintelligent people, even that is not a good word. Modern animals, they misuse Krishna's facility. Krishna has not kept any copyright on Bhagavad Gita, so they keep on writing Bhagavad Gita, using Krishna's verses, misinterpreting it, putting their own delusional philosophy. and committing a great apradh, cheating the masses. So Bhagavad Gita should be heard in parampara. Krishna spoke to Arjuna. Why? One reason Krishna gave to Arjuna is the same knowledge I had spoken to Sun God Vivaswan. And that knowledge was going in parampara from Sun God Vivaswan to Manu to Ishvaku to down. Evam parampara praptam. But somehow it got broken. And to re-establish the parampara, I am speaking to you again. So Krishna himself, who is the author and the owner of this knowledge, wants to give it to us in parampara, in disciplic succession, not by somebody's fertile brain and fertile interpretation. So we should receive this confidential knowledge, transcendental knowledge, submissively, attentively, respectfully, from a bona fide representative of parampara. Like Suta Goswami, Shukadeva Goswami, Maitreya Rishi, Vidura, Prahlad Maharaj, Bhishma Pitama, Narad Muni, Vyasdev, Yamraj, these are all bona fide authorities who can speak on the message of Bhagavad Gita, and anybody who follows these authorities purely as it is. So by hearing what happened to Arjuna, his illusion was dispelled. That means Arjuna came to know that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Arjuna was clear that Krishna is not just an ordinary human being. Krishna is not just a great king. Krishna is not just a great hero. Krishna is not just my friend. Krishna is not just some powerful personality. Krishna is not God. Krishna is absolute truth. Janma adi asya yataha. Krishna is source of everything. The word God is limited. The word God means controller. Krishna is not just controller. He is source of everything. He is a person. Krishna not only controls, he creates, he is source of everything, and he destroys also. That is samam bhunam, absolute truth, one from whom everything emanates. So Arjuna is convinced, and when he understood in detail Krishna's vibhutis, Krishna's opulences, he was so joyful. That my friend is so great. This Krishna is so great. When we have a friend who is rich and our friendship is nice, and suddenly we come to know that he is actually a millionaire, more rich than actually I knew. So we become joyful, we become more appreciating. So when Arjuna came to know this Krishna is not only powerful, not only beautiful, he is actually more than that. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagwan, source of all incarnations, even Brahma, Shiva, Durga, Surya, Varun, Indra, Agni, Vayu, all the demigods, they worship Krishna. So Arjuna's joy increased, Arjuna's appreciation increased, Arjuna's love increased. This is the consequence of hearing the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. One who understands the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, his attachment towards Krishna will increase, his surrender towards Krishna will increase, his love towards Krishna will increase. But nowadays there are people who are writing Bhagavad Gitas, neither their author's love towards Krishna is increasing, nor the reader's faith in Krishna is increasing. That means that book is not Bhagavad Gita. The cover of the book says Bhagavad Gita, but inside it is not Bhagavad Gita. Why? Because the function of Bhagavad Gita, the consequence of the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, is not visible. If I give you a medicine to reduce fever, but it doesn't reduce his fever, then it is not a proper medicine. In the same way, if a book claims to be Bhagavad Gita, but by reading it people don't develop faith in Krishna, then that book is not Bhagavad Gita. It is cheating. If a person is in police dress and is stealing, then he is not police. You don't become police by wearing dress. You become police by doing the duty of a policeman. So that is cheating. Arjuna, he felt so joyful after hearing this knowledge. Then Arjuna got one thought. He said, today I have accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I have faith on his words. I am feeling joyful. But what about the future? Will people accept it? Just by the sequence of opulences, the list of opulences Krishna has mentioned, some people may have trust on these verses, and by hearing this they may accept it, but all may not accept. People may want to have proof. It's like somebody comes and says, I am millennial. But people, some may say, yeah, I agree. Some may say, prove it. Show me millions of rupees. Just by your speech, why should I accept? You show me. Similarly, there are some people who may not accept Krishna's version. They may say, let us see how Krishna is so opulent. He says, I am everywhere. But I see him on the chariot. I don't see him everywhere. So how do I accept he is everywhere? So for those people, Krishna asks, Arjuna requests Krishna further. He says, my dear Lord, you are everywhere in the universe. Please show me. Please show me how you are present everywhere. Show me your Virat Roop. Show me your universal form. Let me see how you are present everywhere. Arjuna is asking this question not for himself. He doesn't mistrust Krishna. He trusts Krishna. Krishna said, I am everywhere. Arjuna is okay with it, information. But those people who are not okay with it, for them, Arjuna is asking, please show me how you are everywhere. This is called compassion. Compassion means para dukha dukhi. Seeing others' distress and ignorance, Arjuna feels miserable. And he wants to give benefit to others. So on others' behalf, Arjuna is requesting Krishna to show universal form. A devotee by nature has this quality of compassion, daya, karuna, merciful, kind. He wants to help others. He wants to give benefit to others. He wants to do welfare work for others. That is the nature of a devotee. Prahlad Maharaj, in his prayers, very beautiful prayers, he told Narasingha Dev, I am not worried about myself. I know I will be liberated. But I do not want to get liberated alone. I wish that all these demonic rascals, ignorant fools, who have forgotten the goal of their life, who are busy in sense gratification, they also get liberated. He says, my dear Lord, there are many people who go to Himalayas, do Mon Vrat, and perform severe austerities for their own liberation. I am not interested in that. I want to be in the city. Why? Because in city I can preach. I can find conditioned souls who are ignorant, who are wasting their time in sensual pursuits, and I want to teach them, educate them, so that they also serve Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is called compassion. Prahlad Maharaj is having this desire that Just I should not get liberated, but others also should get liberated. Vyasadeva, he also had same compassion. When a conditioned soul comes from the spiritual world to the material world, Krishna doesn't like this. Because Krishna knows this fellow is going down, but he will be miserable. He will be surrounded by miseries. Dukhalayam ashashvatam. This world is full of miseries. So to help that conditioned soul to overcome those miseries and overcome the illusion and come back to the spiritual world, Krishna comes down with each conditioned soul as Paramatma in our heart. Krishna has nothing to do here. It is the conditioned soul who has rejected Krishna and come down. But still Krishna is so compassionate that he accompanies the conditioned soul. If somebody rejects our help, our love, we don't again contact that person. Right? If we try to help somebody once, twice, thrice, and the person doesn't respond, we leave it. We don't contact. But Krishna, we have rejected him. We have rejected his love and service. But still Krishna accompanies us as Paramatma. Okay, somebody doesn't take your help, rejects you, and you go and stand in front of him thinking that someday he may require help, I will help. How long? Krishna is standing in our heart for crores of lifetimes, millions of years he is standing that someday this fellow will turn towards me. Such a patience, so much love, so much compassion. So Krishna is there inside us as Paramatma, as Super Soul, hoping and waiting for that one day that the soul will stop eating his karmic fruits and turn towards me. He speaks from inside. That's called inner voice, conscience. But we don't listen. We just turn the volume. So, nahi chahiye, chup baitho. We don't listen. So, how to help such people? So, Krishna came as Vyasadeva. And those people who don't listen to Paramatma inside, that Paramatma comes outside in the form of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. So Guru, the bona fide spiritual master, Sadhu, the pure devotees, and scriptures, books, all three are non-different from Krishna. All three are Krishna's compassion. All three are Paramatma's representative. They come out in front of us, visible and accessible to our senses. Because we don't go inside to Paramatma, we find it difficult, we are not into mode of goodness, not accessible to our senses, so he comes out in the form of Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. Now the interesting point is Guru has to follow Shastra. Guru cannot give advice to disciple against the scriptures or something different from the scriptures. Sadhu has to speak from Shastra. Sadhu cannot speak speculative philosophy. So Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, Shastra is the pivot. Shastra is a central point which everybody has to follow. So Vyasadeva very compassionately wrote all these scriptures. Why? So that people get benefit. Now how does Vyasadeva know these scriptures will benefit people? Because he wrote at a time where there was no trucks to transport the scriptures, where there were no machines to print the scriptures, no publication houses, no warehouses, no websites, no CDs. All this was not there. He wrote it with hand, sitting in Badrika Ashram. But this was a plan, transcendental plan for thousands of years, that the scriptures of Vyasdev will benefit humanity. That means one day these scriptures will come in everybody's hands. And that service is called book distribution. So doing book distribution is a transcendental plan begun from thousands of years with Vyasdev, who wrote it down. And it has come down, this instruction, in Parampara. And Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Saraswati Thakur, who is coming in the same Parampara, he once told Śrīla Prabhupāda, if you ever get money, print books. Prabhupāda said, my Guru Maharaj told me two things. One, to speak in English countries, English language in English speaking countries. And two, to print books whenever I get money. I didn't know what will happen, but I did both the things. And today we have ISKCON all over the world. Prabhupada, whenever he got money, he printed books. And he told his disciple to do book distribution. That whole transcendental plan started from Vyasdev is still working. Book distribution is not an ordinary activity. It's the whole transcendental strategy to capture the conditioned souls and send them back to the spiritual world. Distributing books is not mundane material activity. It may look like setting up a table, picking up books, carrying boxes, accounting, counting money, material activity. No, it is not material activity. This is transcendental activity. This is transcendent part of transcendental strategy, part of Divya plan, which Vyasdev started by writing. This is Vyasdev's compassion, this compassion of all of our acharyas. Śrīla Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he trained his disciple and son, Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Thakur, in publications. Śrī Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he instructed Rupa and Sanatana Goswami to write books. Śrī Jīva Goswami, he instructed his disciples to take books from Vrindavan to Orissa, to Bengal, and distribute them. So our acharyas have engaged in this service. Śrīla Prabhupāda personally used to distribute books. In New Delhi, Prabhupāda would first write, type, proofread, purchase paper, print books, get them bind, stock them, carry them, and distribute them. All things he will do himself, which today Bhaktira Book Trust, Publication House, so many devotees are required to do. And half of the thing Prabhupada has already done, he has already written. They just need to be duplicated and printed and distributed. So Prabhupada one day in New Delhi was distributing Back to Godhead magazines. He would go to tea shops and libraries and show them Back to Godhead magazine, hardly 4 anna or something. And he'll give one copy to everybody. And those who purchase, they will give money. Those who don't purchase, they'll give the copy back. And Prabhupada will go to next tea shop. Like this, he will do whole day. Practically, personally, he will do. And one day, because of hot summer in New Delhi, on New Delhi's footpath, Prabhupada fell down. Bodily, he was becoming weak. He got sunstroke, so he fell on the footpath. So many people around. One businessman in a car, he saw some sadhu lying on the footpath. He stopped his car and with the help of driver, he got Prabhupada was unconscious inside the car. And he took him to his home. There Prabhupada rested for 2 hours, drank some water and juice. After 2 hours, Prabhupada was on the same place doing book distribution again. Not that aaj chutti le leta hu bimar hu. He again was doing book distribution. Somebody may think personally doing one BTG, two BTG, how much benefit it will get. But this all started the movement. And today we have ISKCON. It's all because of book distribution, because of Harina, because of Prasadam distribution. Most of the temples in India are because of book distribution. So much book distribution happened in India that so many people became devotees and so many temples are there today. The book distribution is transcendental plan of Krishna, of the Acharyas, so that preaching can happen. So it is very essential that we read these books and we distribute them. We are very fortunate that it's very easy to distribute books in India. People already have respect and faith on Bhagavad Gita. And abundant books are available by BBT, is gone, in all languages. And very cheap prices. One Hindi Bhagavad Gita will cost 100 rupees. One Marathi Bhagavad Gita will cost 100 rupees. One English 130 rupees. If you see any book of so many pages, which is hardbound, good quality, in the market, it will not be less than 500-600 rupees. So it's very cheap book and very, very beneficial. It's a $1 million book given in 100 rupees. So we are very great fortunate this point of time, where we have ample supply of books in all languages. We just have to take them and distribute. Every book we distribute, we please Srila Prabhupada and we advance in spiritual life. And ISKCON, we have marathon month every December. Marathon means no sleeping, no eating, only book distribution. Reduce all other activities, all other services. Minimum eating, minimum sleeping, and whole day going out with books, going to people and telling them, please take this book. Speaking to them about the benefit of reading Bhagavad Gita, gifting Bhagavad Gita. So we should do this. We request all the devotees here that this marathon month, December month, please take these books and go to your neighbors, go to your friends, go to your contacts in your office, in your college, in your house, in your colony, or just unknown places, and show this book to people on the road, on the shops, everywhere, and tell them to take books. And you will experience so much ecstasy, so much joy, so much dependence on Krishna, so much humility and love by book distribution. All perfection in Krishna consciousness can be achieved just by this one activity, doing book distribution. So we do our sadhana nicely and we completely engage in book distribution. And of course we will be putting stalls in Chembur and Mankur. Swapnil Prabhu will update all of you. So we request all of you in December month to please cooperate. All of you should help so that we do nice book distribution. Okay. We end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna. If there are any questions, we will take. Any questions? Okay, we'll end here. We'll have Damodar Ashtakam now. Hare Krishna.